This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, for weeks now, I guess actually months, we have been living under the threat of tariffs, 145% tariffs with China, which could have had some pretty devastating effects in the country. Some people think it would have been a great thing to do such to do that. To talk about what has happened today in a trade deal between the United States and China, what it means for tariffs, we talked to Zach Hudak, CBS political reporter, who joins us on KMOX. Zach, good to talk to you.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, it's good to have you. So, you know, we thought it was going to be 145% tariffs. The president has been talking about negotiating deals with all these countries to bring down tariffs if they do what he wants them to do. So what's the situation now? We went from 145% down to 30. Is that the end of it?
It is a 90-day pause that the hope from both countries is that having this pause and no longer having such an extreme burden on the countries will allow them to come to a more permanent agreement. Now, the big news that we got from President Trump just recently this morning was that he says two things, that China is going to open up the country to U.S. companies, meaning that they have essentially promised that they'll find a way to remove the various barriers they have placed on U.S. companies that want to do business in China. But then secondarily, he says they've also promised to stop the flow of fentanyl from China to the U.S., which is, you know, something that is a little bit less directly related to tariffs, but that has been at the heart of President Trump's negotiations with China and one of the main reasons he said he felt the need to place these enormous tariffs on the country.
And on a very practical level, how does this pause help or not help small businesses? Just to give a number example from the Wall Street Journal, looking at small businesses, this couple that owns their own little business on Main Street America, they have to pay an $8,752 fee on a $5,649 order. And they said that's not sustainable. We can't afford that, so we're pausing our orders. But 90 days is not that long when it comes to planning if you're a business owner. So does this help business owners?
I think it helps. I think it gives them some hope. And you hit on something that I think is really important in this discussion, which is that you can have a company based in the U.S. that employs people in the U.S. that even, you know, has means of production in the U.S., but that is still majorly impacted by these tariffs. You might be printing T-shirt designs, and you're doing the printing here, but the shirts that you're buying are coming from China, and they just, increased a few months ago by, over 100%. So it really has been difficult on these small businesses. And I think what this offers is temporary relief for them. You hit on another good point that 90 days really doesn't allow them to plan particularly far in the future. And that's true. But I think it is a step in the right direction for them, because as we've seen, the current situation that we were in, it just simply is not sustainable for many of them.
So, Zach, it is just about a 3-month pause here on this, which does create a lot of uncertainty. And as you mentioned, both you and Amy, that companies can't necessarily plan ahead or order ahead because they don't really know what will happen 3 months from now. The markets responded well to this. Is that also temporary?
I think that it's going to depend on what happens in those coming 90 days. I think that, it's a good sign. And I think it's similar to with those small businesses. It's a sign of hope, and it's a step in the right direction. But assuming we have no progressions, in the coming months, I would not imagine that the markets would continue to get better. I will say, though, an offshoot of this is that this deal was announced on the heels of a deal being announced with the UK. So that seems to indicate that the Trump administration is becoming eager to get deals done. So I would not be surprised if in the next few weeks, or at least at some point in these next 3 months, if we have other deals come to fruition with the other countries that we've entered into essentially trade wars with.
Are we, when we look at the tariffs and the threats and then the pullbacks, it's hard to remember where we started before Trump's inauguration. So with this 90-day pause, where are we when it comes to tariffs and trade compared to last year at this time?
We are still doing, I would say less international trade than we were before, because, it's not just China. We're still negotiating with the EU, with other Eastern Asian countries that are major trade partners of ours. So we remain at a slower pace, and I would expect that even with China, it'll take some time for us to fully ramp up to the previous pace, just purely by nature of how long it takes to transport goods from that end of the world to this end. So I think we are still at a slower pace, and I think even with this 90-day pause, we'll be at a slower pace than we were before. But I think it's the administration's hope that they'll be moving back toward a pace of more trade, but one that has better deals for the U.S. And where we are paying fewer tariffs and fees when we import to other countries.
From what I have seen this morning, from what I can gather, there are either two reactions here. One is this is a massive victory for the president, and the other side says this is all nonsense. What has been the reaction in D.C.?
I think it's pretty much along party lines as you describe it. I think that Democrats would say that this is a crisis that was created by the Trump administration, that these are practically trade wars that they chose to start. So how could you commend them for nearing the end of one of them? On the flip side, I think what Republicans are saying is that this was a situation that's been brewing for decades through mismanagement in our foreign relations. And push had to come to shove at some point, and it was unsustainable the way it was going before. So Donald Trump had to come in and shake things up. And now they would say he is showing that by shaking things up, he could get better deals for us. So I think which side is actually correct, only time will tell. We'll see what a more permanent deal is that comes out of it. But both sides, I think, have arguments that they feel genuine about. And I think it really comes down to whether or not you feel that the status quo that our trade with these countries in the past was done in a fair and equitable way for the United States.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
So in layman's terms, what does a win look like for Donald Trump in this situation?
With China, I think it would involve having fewer restrictions on U.S. trade to China and really having China make deals to purchase U.S. products. I think something that could possibly come out, but would probably be unlikely, would be some sort of deal on intellectual property with China. That's something that the president's talked about in the past, how China very frequently, will effectively steal a U.S. design and produce it much more cheaply there. And then next thing, we are purchasing that item from a Chinese company, not a United States company. So I think that would be a possibility. And then the one other big goal, I think, is to be able to show that there really has been a slowdown in the trafficking of fentanyl, which is largely produced in that area of the world, into the United States. And that will be one that will probably take some time to quantify. So there are a few different avenues through which President Trump could claim victory on this. Now, I think overall, one of the biggest factors, and I think both Democrats and Republicans will agree, is going to be how the markets react when all is said and done. Does he end up stabilizing the stock market if some deal is made? And do we end up better off than we were before this whole shakeup? And I think that might be the fairest measure by which to look at it, but time will tell with that.
Zach Hudak, politics coordinator for CBS News, with us here on KMOX. Zach, we appreciate your time. Thanks for giving us the update.
Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.